This morning, I want to talk about nuns. That's right, nuns. If you think about it, nuns have a lot to do, to tell us about who we are as Unitarian Universalists. In fact, nuns might be the ones to help us see more clearly how it is that we are a people of faith. Now, if you're here this morning without having first read the description of this service in our monthly bulletin or online, you might think that I've been talking about nuns, when in fact I've been talking about nuns. The first, N-U-N-S, refers to women who have taken monastic vows, Catholic or Buddhist, for instance. I'm not talking about them. The group I am talking about, N-O-N-E-S, are those who in surveys identify as atheist or agnostic, or those who say that they are spiritual but not religious. In other words, they're the group that when pollsters ask about someone's religious affiliation, reply, none. Now, according to a recent Pew Research study, these nuns make up roughly 23% of the adult U.S. population. The last time they did a similar study, back in 2007, the nuns came in at only 16%, which means that in about 7 years, the number of people who chose none among all of the religious options out there has risen by 7%. Interestingly, during that same period, the number of U.S. adults who identify themselves as Christian has fallen by roughly 7%. Nuns are the fastest growing religious identity in our country. Now, there are those among our own flock, Unitarian Universalists, who see in this rise of the nuns an opportunity. After all, this growing number of unaffiliated folk share a lot of our values. They're not particularly interested in creeds or dogma. They don't believe that any one book or any one person has all the answers. They think that there may very well be some truth in each of humanity's religious traditions. They like to think for themselves. They don't think there is only one path. They don't think of themselves as sinners in the hands of an angry God, nor do they think they are in particular need of being saved. And they're not all that interested in organized religion. Sounds a lot like us, doesn't it? Don't forget, Unitarian Universalism has often been called the religion for people who don't like organized religion. And it's because these nuns are in so many ways free thinkers like ourselves that there are some who see an opportunity for growing our congregations and our movement if only we could appeal to these folks and help them to see that we might be what they're looking for. After all, how many of us came to Unitarian Universalism at some point in our lives having had no idea that there was a faith like ours? How many of us wish we had heard about it sooner? Many of our congregations are making a concerted effort to reach out to these nuns. One of our congregations in Chicago, for instance, the Beverly Unitarian Church, has a page on their website with the heading, "Do you feel as if you've lost your faith but still yearn for a religious community where you will be accepted as you are?" It goes on to ask these questions. Do you feel as if you've lost your faith? Can you no longer believe the religious doctrines you were once taught to believe? Have you rejected the notion of a wrathful God, a God whom you should fear, a God who would punish you for your sins or for not believing in him? Have you been taken to task for having wrong beliefs? Are you possibly seeking a religious community that embraces and celebrates diversity of many kinds and where you will be accepted for who you are? Are you seeking a religious community in which you can follow the dictates of your own reason and conscience? Are you seeking a place where you can open your mind and heart to whatever is inspiring, sustaining, transforming, and redeeming in life without dogma and orthodoxy? Are you seeking a place where you can engage in a free and responsible search for religious truth supported by others who are doing this as well? Are you seeking a religious community that takes the problem and possibilities of this world seriously and tries actively to heal and sustain it? If so, the page concludes, you might be one of us. And that sounds like a lot of us, don't you think? And it sounds like it could describe a lot of those nuns. Yet here's the interesting thing. When the folks at Pew asked, are you looking for a religion that would be right for you? 1% of the nuns said that they, 2% of the nuns said that they didn't know or simply refused to answer the question, which reinforces the idea that they're a lot like us. 10% said that they are actively looking for such a church. 88% said that they are not looking for a religion that would be right for them. And this is not because nuns are not religious or spiritual in one way or another. The Pew Research findings also said that 2/3 of them say they believe in God. More than half say they often feel a deep connection with nature and the earth, while more than 1/3 classify themselves as spiritual but not religious. 1 in 5 says they pray every day. In addition, most of the religiously unaffiliated Americans think that churches and other religious institutions benefit society by strengthening community bonds and aiding the poor. And yet, nearly 90% of these nuns, these people who say they have no religious affiliation, also say that they are not looking for a religion that would fit with their values and their lives. They are decidedly and determinedly uninterested in organized religion, even a religion as unorganized as ours. This is why I say that these folks have something to show us about who we are as a people of desire. Let's go back to that webpage from the Beverly Unitarian Church. Do you feel as if you've lost your faith but still yearn for a religious community where you will be accepted for who you are? Did you hear that? Do you yearn for a religious community where you will be accepted as you are? Do you yearn? Do you yearn? More than half of the 9 questions that follow begin with the phrase, are you seeking? Yearning. Seeking. These are words about desire. Do you, with all you believe and don't believe about religion and religious institutions, desire something? It was one of our worship weavers who proposed this topic as a way of addressing this month's theme, what does it mean to be a people of desire? He said, yes, in a lot of ways, we're just like these nuns, yet we're here. It must be because we desire something that we think we can find here. And I'd add, based on so many conversations over the years, something we think we can find only here. This week, I got into a discussion with a number of colleagues across the country about just what it is that our movement is all about. It was sparked by an encounter I had had with a UU from California, if I remember right, on the Facebook page of that congregation's minister's Facebook page. The depth of that person's anti-Christian bigotry was to me so alarming and so counter to what I take to be our core Unitarian Universalist stance of endless curiosity. And I've heard similarly closed-minded, religiously bigoted things said about atheists or pagans or other people within our movement and in society at large. And it is so closed-minded, so judgmental, so condemning. And honestly, it made me despair a little bit about this experiment called Unitarian Universalism. And so when I brought that despair to this wider circle of colleagues, someone said essentially that there are so many people who have found our movement after being seriously wounded by some other religious tradition, that we are in many ways a spiritual hospital for healing spiritual wounds. My response to that, and remember, I was in the midst of despair for our future. My response was to say that I feel like if that's true, if we are a spiritual hospital, then a lot of people come into it, not for any kind of healing, but because they want to buy a newspaper in our gift shop, or get something to eat in the cafeteria, or just to get out of the rain. A lot of people in a lot of our congregations have come to this movement as a way of avoiding religion rather than engaging with it. And yet they've come. For whatever reasons, you and I are here this morning. Some of us may be trying to get out of the rain. Some of us may be wanting our biases affirmed and left unchallenged. Some may be wanting to salve the wounds that the religious experiences of our past have caused us so that we can see our spirits flourish. And some are here because we want to celebrate the beauty of life, and there is nowhere else where we can authentically do that. Remember those words Janine read? Ours is a very different kind of church, which requires a different kind of definition. Yet make no mistake about the fact that the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is a purposeful, positive, organized, relational movement dedicated to the spiritual, moral, and social fulfillment of the gift of life. Make no mistake about that. So we come together day in and day out, week after week, through the ongoing years, because we Unitarian Universalists desire what we can only find in communities like this. And for us here this morning, only in this particular and specific community. So what of that hoopoe bird? That hoopoe bird and his insistence that the flock travel that long and dangerous journey to discover what he could have told them at the beginning. That each of them had something good and strong and special inside of them, and that each of them had gifts to bring to the community. That they were all that was needed to keep the community strong, and that the wisdom they needed, the belief that each of them was important no matter how big or small, the caring friendships they yearned for, and the safety they sought was all in their own hands. Well, he, like we, know that it is only in community, and it is only community that can show us the power of community. And only community can guide us and support us and encourage us on that journey from where we are now to where we know we need to, and maybe even want to, go. This is what we as a people of desire, That guidance, that support, that encouragement, that companionship, that community. And so we are here.